Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 24-year-old Christopher Wallace of Fairfield, Maine. Now, police there, they've been searching for Chris for weeks in connection with the robbery, and actually they put out a press release asking for the public's help trying to identify this guy. I'm not sure the severity of the robbery, but the fact they're looking for him, I'm going to assume it was an armed robbery. Anyway, they finally get a tip that he might be hiding out in a house. So the police went to the house, and when they got there, the woman who opened the door said, look, I've not seen him in weeks. You haven't seen him in weeks. They say, can we search the house? She said, absolutely. So the cops are very meticulously going through the residence looking for this guy. And that's when they got the indication that he was on Snapchat at this very moment. And they thought, great, let's follow his trail on Snapchat. And what he was Snapchatting was that he was in the house hiding from the cops and that they were there looking for him and that they'll probably not look in the kitchen cabinets. Well, what do you know? When the cops saw this while they're in the house, they opened the kitchen cabinets, and as they say, a search of the kitchen cabinets turned up some food, some pots, pans, and a pair of feet. And that pair of feet happened to be attached to the person, Christopher Wallace. He was then arrested by police and taken to jail.
Well, Snapchat this.
What was his name?
Christopher Wallace.
Damn. He's alive.
Biggie?
Yeah.
I was like, it's been bugging me all day. I'm like, man, do I know a Christopher Wallace? Right, so Biggie, all right. Anyway, let's...
That's just weird.
We'll call him Dummy Smalls.
Yeah.
So let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch hola!
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, some comments rolling in there on our Bad Choice Friday, I guess.
You know, as you would expect, most of the comments were very positive. Certainly no F-bombs dropped our way, but I like this one. It says, I stopped at a main light in town and Baby Shark is blurring out of my window. Then two very attractive women next to me liked it so much they got flash.
Get out of here.
You see that?
Positive Friday. Positive Friday. Right. Yeah. Glad we can make that happen.
Ted, you look pissed.
I am.
Why? Because he got to see boobs because of Baby Shark and we didn't.
Yeah, and we didn't.
Mm-hmm. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Oh. Oh, there it is. Uh-huh.
Damn it.
Your choices today will be Jimmy Fallon.
Got it.
Seth Meyers.
Seth.
Trevor Noah. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right, it's Larry the Title for you. All these guys have teams of professional writers that come over their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Matthew McConaughey has said he has not ruled out running for governor of Texas. I don't know if he can, I don't know how he will do in Texas, but he could probably win in Washington State tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon.
Huh.
Son of a...
I took a little liberty.
Our good friend Matthew McConaughey said that he hasn't ruled out running for governor of Texas. I don't know how he'd do in Texas, but he could probably win Colorado tomorrow.
See, I duped you, boys.
I see.
Also, like, we have legal weed. Why does Colorado get all the credit?
I don't know. For some reason, Colorado, right? Anytime they bring up legal weed, it's always Colorado. Like, hey, we're stoned, too.
Yeah, man. We're high as hell.
I think they got it done first, that's why.
Was that the first one?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Well, okay. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. But even though I'm stoned, I'm still pissed.
By the way, Ted, real quick, the double thick burger for the Carl Jr. order, the guy says, thanks. Someone asked, they said, I'm Carl Jr.'s, what should I order? Ted's like, man, tell him to get the double thick burger. I texted the back, and he said, awesome, thanks.
Oh, man. I hope it's good. You watch sports, you've seen the commercial.
Yes.
In a news conference today out of Pennsylvania, the Hershey's company announced a brand new product for the holiday, Rudy Giuliani semi-sweet head syrup.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Yeah,
right.
What did you call it again?
Hershey's announced a brand new product for the holidays, Rudy Giuliani semi-sweet head syrup. Out there looking like a Halloween costume. All right, 86% of pet owners said that their animal companionship has helped them through 2020. The other 14% have a cat.
Seth?
86% of pet owners said that their animal's companionship has helped them through 2020. The other 14% have a cat.
The Rockefeller Christmas tree was delivered to Rockefeller Center, and it turns out it had a baby owl in it. This poor owl must have woken up like anyone who's passed out in an Uber, like, where am I? I live four blocks from the bar.
That's
here at Rockefeller Center in New York, workers found a saw-wet owl tucked inside the iconic Christmas tree brought down to the city from upstate. The bird is now being cared for at a wildlife center, which decided to name it Rockefeller.
That poor owl must have woken up like anyone who's passed out in the back of an Uber.
Where did you take me? I live four blocks from the bar.
And there's no chaos. When you watch Christmas Vacation, there's a squirrel in that tree, and it leads to chaos.
It's because squirrels are a different kind of
baby
thing.
Baby owl, though. That's, you know, like, oh, look, baby owl.
Baby owl, baby
owl. It's a teeny tiny little owl.
I know. It is kind of crazy.
But it makes that tree, because the tree looks like crap, right? It's like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. That owl somehow made that tree more iconic.
Yeah. Swear to God, like, within the bird world, You look up, you're like, oh, look at that bald eagle. You see now, you're like, oh my God, it's an owl!
Yeah.
For some reason.
Eating a Tootsie Pop.
Yeah, people get real excited about it.
Or if you have a friend that lives out in the country, it's like, did you hear the owl?
Yeah. Where's your monocle, bro?
You know the guise to me.
You can have a Tootsie Pop with it.
Be wise all.
The NYPD has announced it's launched an investigation after a video was posted online of a man using a flamethrower on top of a crowded city bus. And honestly, I can't imagine anything more terrifying than a crowded city bus.
Seth Myers.
The NYPD announced that it's launched an investigation after a video was posted on social media of a man using a flamethrower on top of a crowded city bus. And honestly, I can't imagine anything more terrifying than a crowded city bus.
It is kind of wild.
It is. No, he's right.
First of all, I think I'd be remiss if I'd say, how about those Seahawks?
Great game.
Woo! Yeah, ton of fun. I mean, it's the Seahawks, so it's always back and forth and sure. A close battle, but I don't think that defense is ever going to be great.
They're
making enough plays, and that's all you need. They're going to give up a chunk of yards. They're going to give up some points.
Whatever, man. If you win, who cares? But I will say, and I said this to Mike earlier, it's not that I'm pulling for the Cardinals in that game, but I was stunned that the game ended on a 4th-and-10 sack.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
It's not like they came blowing in there. It's like, dude, you got to throw the ball. I mean, it's 4th down. There's barely any time left on the clock.
And Murray is so fast.
Yeah, like, throw the ball, dummy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good to see. And also, it gives people an opportunity. Like, listen, I know Thanksgiving's still a week away. Maybe you don't put up the decorations early. But listen, your Seahawks aren't playing. The wife wants to put them up. I say you put them up Sunday.
Free Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to take advantage of that stuff.
Yeah.
And you can watch the Ravens get their ass whipped at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, they're playing Tennessee, right?
Yeah, Tennessee's. Yeah. They're tough. Ravens are not. They're soft.
Sunday night game, I think, is the Chiefs and the Raiders. Monday night game's Tampa and somebody else.
The problem is, though, the Raiders still have a COVID issue. Like, half their
defense
hasn't practiced this week.
Typically 5 days.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I wouldn't be shocked if that game doesn't.
Well, one, it's Kansas City. I think they're going to run into, I think they're going to beat them soundly.
Yeah, I saw, listen, there's COVID stuff. We're living in that world. But Washington State today had to cancel their game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland already canceled theirs.
A lot of that going on.
Yeah. Like I said, college is just going to be tough.
I think basketball can pull it off based on the number of participants compared. But it's still going to be a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
You just can't travel that much.
This wouldn't be shocking to most people, I guess. There's a new upcoming documentary called Belushi, about John Belushi. Lauren Michaels is in it, and he talks about how Belushi showed up blitzed before a show in February of 79. Here's the deal. He had been out with Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones.
Oh, boy.
And he was a mess. He was coughing. He looked terrible. And the doctor says, John can't go on. And I was somewhere between rage and very little sympathy. I will say this. Like, if you got a medical doctor being like, he can't perform, like, damn, he must have been in bad shape.
Again, he was out with a member of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
In 79.
Right. So then Lauren Michaels said, so I said, what happens if he does? He says, well, he could die. This is the doctor. And I said, what are the odds of that? He said, 50-50. And I said, I can live with that. So Belushi did appear on the episode. He still went through and did it, whatever. He ends up dead, obviously, 3 years later with a combination of heroin and cocaine. He was only 33 years old. The documentary will premiere on Showtime coming up here on the 22nd.
Yeah, he rolled hard.
He did. Because he even looked old for his age then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but I've seen, like, kind of things that go back and forth on that. Like, I've seen the stuff that's like, he was the biggest partier. Then I've seen other things that were like, he partied. He didn't party as hard. He just partied the wrong way.
All right. Fair enough.
And for whatever
reason.
Like
the heroin cocaine cocktail.
Right. Like, speedballs, I don't know. Like, I don't know first of all, that's a very deep drug world that thankfully I haven't been to. But, like, I don't know what happens when you get off a certain point where you start making this. Because that's, like, Farley was the same thing, speedballs. Right. I feel like there's been a few singers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It just, that seems like the final.
That's the cocktail you don't want to mix.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense. Like, your heart can't take it.
Sure.
Right? You're putting in, like, supreme uppers with supreme downers.
Thinking it's going to level out. Like, I mean, that's exactly how that's going to work.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know, and
I don't know. I mean, heroin's been around, but in 79, like, you know, me and Mike were talking about some stuff earlier. It's like, I don't know that people fathomed how dangerous everything was.
We didn't. I mean, just growing up with, I was alive in the 70s, but really, again, awakening to things in the 80s, I don't really think we had any idea because it was 100% glorified. Everyone seemed happy doing it. It was known that they were doing it. You could watch, like, early MTV stuff during an interview, and you can see the white ring on certain people's noses. And, like, you knew they were loaded on coke or just chugging whiskey was the thing back in the day, but it was all a good time. Now, that said, a lot of people died, but man, oh, man, it seemed like a really good time.
Well, also, too, the warning was don't share needles. It was more AIDS. So if you're going to inject or anything like that.
Yeah, it wasn't don't do heroin. It's like, just don't share
just
needles.
Just be careful what you're going to do because you might get AIDS, not you might OD and die.
Right. And like when you look at
also, they didn't have Narcan then. They didn't have all those other things.
Right.
And when maybe they did, but it wasn't readily available.
And you look at all those old photos of like Studio 54 and this and that. I mean, those people look like they're hopped up on anything they could get their hands
on. Everything, man.
Yeah. And there's a chance.
You had to be to listen to that crappy ass music.
You know, and I want to say there's a documentary coming out on the Bee Gees.
Maybe. Look, I'm a Bee Gees apologist. They're silly. I laugh at them, but I actually like their music. I really do.
Bee Gees dominated for a while there.
Yeah, they did, but they never seemed interesting. You know what I mean? Like they were on top of the charts. They absolutely were running the music world, but they weren't interesting. Like Guns N' Roses. People love their music, and you heard about them every day because somebody was drunk, somebody was high, someone's going crazy, you're throwing things, you know, it's like the rock and roll life. The Bee Gees just seem like three nice men from Australia.
The Gibbs are Australian.
Yeah. Actually, there was four brothers all together.
Well,
the oldest brother is the only one that's still alive.
And there's the lost cousin, Doug Gibb.
Doug Gibb.
I forgot about Doug.
Everybody does.
I gotta dig out a Doug Gibb photo for, we can put that on social one day.
That's right. I forgot about
it. Yeah, I got the credit on that one. Miles, I know you've been talking about it all week. Give it a rest, Miles, but he doesn't. This time of year, what's he talking about? Holiday movies. Can't wait to get home and watch a Christmas movie.
I don't mind one or two. I tear into them.
Then why do you keep watching Lifetime? Man, just be honest about it, Miles.
Yeah.
It's an intervention.
It's worse than Lifetime. If you knew what I watched at home, you'd be like, dude, what is wrong with you?
What do you watch at home?
I watched this special on Netflix about a guy who bonds with an octopus the other night. I told you. Don't ask me what I watch. You'd be like, Jesus, dude, what's wrong with you?
How's he bonding with it?
He goes out into the water to the same place every day, and the octopus and him are friends. And then they hug, and they hold each other. And then a shark eats the octopus, and he dies.
He's not kidding.
Oh, well, he dies at the end because she gives birth. Apparently, an octopi, once they drop their eggs, they die.
Wait a minute, so the dude got eaten by a shark?
No, the octopus got attacked by a shark, got one of his arms ripped off.
The seven-armed octopus.
Yeah, it was very, very
He was a septopus at that time.
That's
a little creepy. You swim out to hug an octopus that ends up
Well, he
pregnant.
Didn't mean to do that. The octopus just became his friend, see?
Right. Yeah. Why was it pregnant?
And then another octopus came in and impregnated the octopus that he was friends with. But just like typical life, then the male octopus takes off and goes and finds another one to sex with.
Man, this seasonal darkness does get to you.
It really
you
does.
Should watch
also,
Christmas.
You should put some lights on. Let's brighten up your place a little bit.
All I could think about was barbecued octopus the entire time I'm watching.
I wish Rockfish was open.
Well, if you like Christmas movies, not
like that one,
octopus bonding movies. God, that sounds like a sex move. Now
it was recommended bonding? To me. That's another thing. Like, they know what I...
What Netflix? What did you watch before that?
I don't know.
What did you watch that Netflix is like, you're going to love this?
That's what I was thinking.
We need to go through your history.
Suggested for you.
Okay.
Well, mine is always...
I trust you.
Mine's always, like, English or Irish comedies.
Sure.
Or gritty TV shows or true crime stuff.
Mine's like Planet Earth and crap.
Yeah, right. Planet Earth doesn't go there. It's just about an octopus at that point. Not the dude who made friends with it.
He cuddles on his chest.
I kind of want to see it now.
I just like, let's just get you another pet.
Okay. All right. They all die on me, dude.
I know. That's why I have that in my head. I'm like, now he's watching movies with a dude bonded with an octopus.
Two dead cats in 1 year. I'm done.
Well, if you love Christmas movies, here's a good thing. There's a website called reviews.org, and they're looking for a chief holiday cheermaster.
Chief holiday cheer. What the hell? What is that?
So you'll watch 25 holiday movies in 25 days. In exchange, you'll get $2,500.
In?
Oh.
receive an annual subscription to seven major streaming platforms: Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime Video, HBO Max, Apple TV Plus, and Hallmark Movies Now.
It's almost all of them. I have all of those except Hallmark Movies Now.
Basically, you just got to be 18, eligible to work in the U.S., and obviously you need to have a device capable of streaming, and you have to agree to watch all 25 movies in 25 days, and then you got to fill out a little survey.
All right.
Which doesn't seem that hard. Like, I'm not a huge movie person, but if you said...
Day. Somebody would want to do that and get paid.
Wait, you go give me $2,500? Like, I'll go home and watch a movie every day.
Sure. Depends on the movie. The thing that scares me is they added Hallmark into the streaming thing.
This is the thing. You get to pick.
Really?
Yeah. They'll have some recommendations. Sure. So they might throw in a couple. Like,
okay. I want to see what was recommended for Miles. Be the weirdest Christmas movie.
Yeah.
You've said, like, I've never heard of this one, man.
This is a weird one.
Santa Puss.
Santa Cat. Santa Pie.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, God, man, that is awful.
Nah. I'm telling you, you like the
What's
show.
What's the name of it?
Oh, Octopus and Me, I don't know. I swim with the octopus.
My favorite, my best friend is a seven-armed octopus.
Good news for the nerds this weekend. Chapter 12 of The Mandalorian's out.
Oh, it's on tonight. Yeah,
hey, you son of a bitch. Four. I was just saying to Miles, crank through them tonight, man.
I can't wait.
Yeah, chapter 12.
Yes, it is.
I think the baby's going to take on the other dude.
You'd like that.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A British dad gets bitten by a cobra in India while he was trying to fight COVID-19. A woman says she is so horny every day, it's like a dying man in the desert who finds a canteen. Florida is a source for a giant four-foot lizards that are roaming around the U.S. A 100-year-old library book has some late fees that need to be addressed. And Glen Burnie, Baltimore couple arrested in matching Rick and Morty hoodies. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. There's a new invasive species spreading in the southeast U.S. Local authorities are asking Americans to be on the lookout for, quote, dog-sized egg-hunting lizards that are spreading across the southeastern U.S.
That is hard to say. That southeastern is. U.S. By the way, what kind of dog? You say like a dog-sized lizard. Like, what
they're
kind of
four,
dog?
They're 4 feet and they're about 40 to 35 pounds.
Correct. The species is known as the Tegu lizard, which can grow up to 4 feet in length and have been seen in at least two counties in Georgia, four counties in South Carolina, and more isolated sightings in Alabama, Louisiana,
They believe
and Texas.
Somebody let these things go.
Correct.
In the early 2000s. All and right. From that point in time, they have migrated
Let's
all the way to Florida, and they're now on
you
the
You know
way.
Why? Because they realize they're in Florida.
Cool.
We got to go somewhere else.
Let's go to North Carolina, bro.
They're an omnivorous species, which poses an issue to local crops and native species in the area. And the problem is they were saying, like, basically, the southeastern area of the United States, that's like their perfect climate. They're going to do just fine down there.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what is it called again? I'll just Google it. Southeast.
Tegu? T-E-G-U?
All right.
It just looks like it honestly looks like a much smaller monitor lizard.
Yeah, you don't want
No. I mean, it's just going to eat plants and berries and small animals.
I don't care. I'm going to stumble upon a dragon in the desert while I'm walking on a hike with my family.
I'm okay with that. In other news, we go to the UK where a woman has said that she requires something multiple times daily, quote, like other people need water. That thing is masturbation.
Okay.
She first attributed sex addiction for the reason that her partners couldn't keep up with her stamina, but realized that she just has a high sex drive and needs to masturbate at least three times throughout the day, without which she cannot relax and unwind. Apparently, it keeps her alert, like drinking coffee and smiling ear to ear throughout the day.
I guess beats drinking Red Bull.
Hey, look, man, I've never done that and felt worse afterward.
No.
Right. But I also don't want the inconvenience of sitting here like, Todd, got it again? Hang on.
How long is this next song, Mike?
Exactly.
I'm starting to get unfocused.
You got 5 minutes?
Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah.
Maybe give it a try for next year's New Year's resolution. Like for 1 month, you know, in month February, masturbate three times a day.
Okay.
See if it takes the edge off.
Oh, it's like the opposite of no something
yeah.
November.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We'll come up with a name.
The hand grip.
We'll make it a thing.
You shave a mustache down there.
February. Busted open. February. We're coming for you.
Did that sound good in your head, Ted, before it came out?
Oh, that's good stuff.
We're doing a Ruin Gold splatter day.
Comedy right there.
In Dublin, Ireland, a deaf couple trying to order drive-through food didn't get the service they were used to. I'm moving on. The couple had used
this... No. Don't read that. They...
What? Don't read the story?
They can't hear, right? At the drive-through.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Of course, there could be a mix-up.
The couple
did I get your order right? How the hell would I know? Unless you have a screen that says what I ordered on.
The couple used this method at the restaurant in the past, but didn't get the desired response this time around. They drove past the order intercom on their way in and attempted to hand a note to the employee through the window.
That's not a bad strategy.
Instead of accepting it as other employees had in the past, the employee instead told the couple that they were too busy to accept the orders through the drive-through. Should be noted that there was one car behind them in the drive-thru.
Yeah,
mortified by the way that they were treated, the couple wrote a letter to the restaurant owner saying they needed to better train their staff on situations such as this and vowed to never come back to the restaurant. The owner came forward and apologized to the couple, saying they would conduct an investigation and implement customer service training.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. What is the training like? If someone hands you a note, take it. Training session done.
Right. Hey, do everything that you can for the customer.
And we're good here.
And
I will say, I still agree with you. The guy working there is just being a D.
Right, and sure. We're going to fire Eddie, because Eddie sucks at this.
Right.
Eddie does not do well under pressure. Oh, let's go to Baltimore, where a couple have been arrested on weapons charges.
A couple were pulled
over for an equipment violation and had their car searched after the officer smelled marijuana in the vehicle. Didn't take long for an officer to find the 9mm in the waistband of one of the passengers and another loaded 9mm equipped with a laser sight in the car.
Damn.
The pair were arrested for misdemeanor weapons counts, but it was also noted that they were wearing matching Rick and Morty sweatshirts.
That's love, though.
That's cute.
It is.
When you're a couple and you wear matching things.
We're going to buy matching sweatshirts.
Yeah, the guns don't matter. We have matching guns.
Mine has the laser pointer on it. That's how you know that it's mine. Oh, boy. Hyundai is having issues with their new Palisade, but they think that they found the cure. The company has been getting a lot of complaints that their newer models of the Palisade has a weird smell to it, being compared to the smell of dirty socks, BO, onions, or cabbage.
Right at your head.
This car smells like cabbage.
Yeah, no, that's never a good thing.
So which one's worse? Dirty socks, BO, onions, or cabbage?
I'm going to go dirty socks.
I'll go BO.
Well, I've been in cabs, I've been in Ubers where the guy stinks, right?
Right.
And you can deal with it. I think to myself, all right, it's armpits. If it smells like somebody's feet, like it should never smell like somebody's feet in the car.
Have you ever?
Yeah, but you can identify it. Like some people have, like sometimes BO is so, you're just like, what is that?
Do you know anybody who has one of those?
What?
Limited Palisades?
No.
Have you ever been in one of those?
Those are nice cars.
Oh my.
I love Hyundai.
Oh my God.
They stink.
You cannot believe it. You're in there and you're like, this is unbelievable how nice this thing is.
Doesn't Hyundai have like what's their fancy car? The Genesis?
No, the Genesis, yes.
Is that a Hyundai company?
Yeah, it's like they're, okay. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like Lincoln is to Ford.
I saw ads for Genesis and I'm like, I have never heard of this. The car looked excellent. I didn't realize they were affiliated.
They just have cabbage smell.
It just smells like cabbage. It
smells like cabbage.
Not quite knowing the source of the smell, the company released the advice that customers could remove the upholstery of their headsets and spray it with a certain chemical, which should take away the smell. If not, they can return their car for an exchange.
Do you feel like doing that?
No, not really.
What if I want a car that smells?
That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Bitches, enjoy the weekend. Be safe. We'll see you Monday for the return of the random question. Question, and your guess is as good as mine.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.